Hey fans, Paige Hill here for another exciting edition of Rams Nation. First up, we step on the field and listen to the sounds of the game from the player's perspective in Wired.
Bradford to the end zone, caught, hit the pocket, Chris Long with a sack. James Laurinaitis leading the charge. 10, 5, Jackson's in, touchdown St. Louis Rams.
You know, for the last 9 seasons, I've taken great pride at being a Ram. It's been a lot of history, especially particularly at the running back spot, that I've been able to carry on and want to continue to do so. And now we're here, you know, outside of U.S. borders, and we want to show, you know, our fans globally what we're, you know, building and what we're doing in St. Louis. I mean, they have a very impressive front seven. I mean, led by Vince Wilford, of course. I think their front seven is very stout. They do a good job of two-gapping. It makes it really hard on running backs to get a clean read on what they want to do. Their linebackers do a very good job of disengaging blockers once they make contact with a fullback or offensive lineman. So the thing is for me to trust my eyes and just be really aggressive. Coach Belichick does a great job of game planning, so I'm pretty sure they'll have something particular they want to take away from us and try to handicap us and force us to do something. But we got to make sure that we execute and do the things that we know we can do.
Back to Wembley Stadium in London, where it's just after 5 o'clock local time, just past high noon St. Louis time. Steven Gostkowski to put it in play. Chris Gibbons, the rookie, back to return. We're underway here at Wembley Stadium.
Nobody in his face. He can launch down the field. He will for Chris Gibbons. Toward the goal line, he makes the catch, and that's a touchdown. Sam Bradford, 50 yards to Chris Gibbons. And that's the fifth consecutive game in which the rookie from Wake Forest has a catch of 50 yards or more.
Big dogs on the reach. Chris.
Hey, those checkdowns are big.
He didn't take me on straight on. He wanted to pick him. Yeah, yeah. Let's set the tempo back up. I'm looking for you. I'm looking for you.
You ran him over.
I did. I tried to.
Yeah, he was like that.
Good job, boy. It's like Seattle out here. Continue to run your feet. It's slippery out here. Be over your toes when you run your routes. We ain't got nothing else to do but ball.
Yeah.
Protect each other too.
Brady takes, sets. Big rush, avoids it, throws to the end zone. Lloyd's there, touchdown New England. Running right to the end zone. Yes, touchdown New England. On first down, Tom Brady, play action to a wide open Rob Gronkowski. And it's over here in London. The Patriots, they absolutely hammer the Rams today, 45-7.
Tom, thank you, man.
What's up, man?
How you doing, boy?
Good,
man. You too, man. Good luck to y'all.
Yeah, you too.
All right, safe travels.
Yeah, thank you. Good luck, Russell.
Thank you, Coach. You too.
Had a great career.
Thank you, sir.
All right, big guy. Got
you. Yep, you got it.
Good luck to you.
All right, hey.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Bradford to the end zone, caught, hit the pocket, Chris Long with a sack, James Laurinaitis leading the charge, 10, 5, Jackson's in, touchdown St. Louis Rams.
With nearly 20 years of head coaching experience, Jeff Fisher has seen it all. Luckily, he's on our side. Let's hear what he has to say about this week's matchup in Fisher Up Front.
He's our starting running back, and those are rumors, and I addressed them earlier today as well. We've not taken any calls from anybody. I think what's happened is because of the nature of his contract and the fact that the trading deadline has been extended actually a couple days, but coming up this week, that people just assume things. And so, you know, they start talking about it, but not an issue. So he's still running fine. And, you know, we elected after we drafted Darrell and Isaiah to, you know, to go to a two-man rotation and keep him fresh for the stretch. And, you know, he's played through that groin that nagged him for a few weeks. And then, you know, he's right back to where he was at the beginning of the season.
First and 10, play action. Bradford rolls right. Nobody in his face. He can launch down the field. He will for Chris Givens. Toward the goal line, he makes the catch, and that's a touchdown. Sam Bradford, 50 yards to Chris Givens.
We hope it will start. You know, I mean, he's got 13 total catches, and five are over 50 yards. So he is that vertical threat we drafted him to be. I'd like to get him more involved in, you know, the other phases of the offense as a receiver. But thus far, he's doing well. He's getting what we need to out of his speed. He's right there. I mean, his numbers were good. I mean, his numbers in this game, they were good. And, you know, he was under pressure a little bit, you know, just because of the changes we've had up front. But he bounced right back and made some great throws. And obviously, you know, we talked a few weeks ago about our defense and said, ask me after we faced Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady.
Yeah.
And Matthew Stafford, and then there would be Jay Cutler in there as well. And we face some pretty good quarterbacks. And so we're not playing up to where we want to play defensively, nor are we at where we should be offensively. So, you know, we got to get better.
Ryan Mallett takes a knee. The Patriots, they absolutely hammer the Rams today, 45-7.
Well, you have to move on. It's how we respond to it. We can't change it, but it's how you respond to it. And you know, no one anticipated this at all going this thing. We all thought we were going to play better, but you know, you have to move on. And now we got another challenge ahead.
Bradford to the end zone, caught, hit the pocket, Chris Long with a sack. James Laurinaitis leading the charge. 10, 5, Jackson's in, touchdown St. Louis Rams.
Welcome back to Rams Nation. You may have watched the Rams play this month, but can you remember the best plays? Well, we're here to remind you in this month's top 10 plays.
Shotgun for Rodgers. Rams bring five. Rodgers in trouble. Going to be sacked. Yes, back at the 30-yard line by Michael Brockers. That's his first NFL sack. Sam takes, looks left, not there, scrambles right, still looking, running right, trying to extend the play, dumps it to Jackson. Does he make the catch in the field of play? Yes, two-point conversion is good, and the Rams pull to within three at 17-14.
That is a huge play.
Arizona brings five, Sam escaping the pocket, running left, fires to the end zone, he's got a man, that's a touchdown. Lance Kendricks is in the end zone for the first time this season. On a 7-yard reception from a scrambling Sam Bradford. Take and give to Steven up the middle to the 5, end zone, touchdown, Steven Jackson. First rushing touchdown of the season for SJ39. Johnny Hecker puts it down, Zuerlein steps into it, he's got enough leg. He has done it again, a 53-yarder. He is 13 for 13 this season. He's now 4 of 4 from beyond 50 yards. Daniel back against the blitz. Hit from behind. The ball's out. Straight backwards and goes out of bounds inside the 10-yard line. Jovan Dunbar just about killed Ryan Tannehill. First and 10 play action. Bradford rolls right. Nobody in his face. He can launch down the field. He will for Chris Gibbons. Toward the goal line. He makes the catch and that's a touchdown. Sam Bradford 50 yards to Chris Gibbons. And that's the fifth consecutive game in which the rookie from Wake Forest has a catch of 50 yards or more. Dobbs stands at the 50, takes the snap. Big rush. Robert Quinn's got a sack. The ball's out. And the Rams have it. That will do it. Robert Quinn has had a big, big night. That is the ninth sack of Kevin Cobb tonight. And that should finish off the Arizona Cardinals. With the Rams holding a 14-point lead.
There was nothing he could do.
Here's the blitz up the middle. Play action again for Sam. Has to unload down the field. Danny Amendola there. Makes a diving catch with a man all over him inside the 20 at the Arizona 11-yard line. Miami brings five. Sam throws left sideline looking for Gibson who makes an unbelievable catch. On the Rams sideline and stops the clock out of bounds at the 49.
I mean, Steve, one arm.
Bradford to the end zone, caught, hit the pocket, Chris Long with a sack. James Laurinaitis leading the charge. 10, 5, Jackson's in, touchdown St. Louis Rams.
You see these beautiful women cheering on the sidelines? Now let's get to know one of your St. Louis Rams cheerleaders.
Hi, I'm Stephanie and I'm from Chicago, Illinois, and this is my second year as a Rams cheerleader. My favorite part about being a Rams cheerleader would have to be all of the fun charities that we get to help out at. Through the Rams, I've been able to go to a Make-A-Wish Foundation fundraiser. I've been able to go to my own hospital that I work at in the role of a cheerleader rather than a nurse. I've been able to travel to Joplin and Harrisburg to see the damage caused there by the tornadoes. You get a lot of opportunities through the Rams that you wouldn't have otherwise, and it's a really cool experience, and I'm glad that I've had that. The trip to Cancun was amazing. It was a really great experience to get to shoot in an actual swimsuit setting on the beach and by the pool. It really helped us get into the swimsuit mode and feel sexier and have a lot of fun with the shoot. The bikini I wore this year was a multicolored jewel tone It was a lot of fun to wear because it was sexy but still bright and colorful. Last year, I only got to wear a solid color, so I had a lot of fun getting to wear a bright color this year. Growing up, I was always an Irish dancer, and so for me, the perfect touchdown dance would be to do an Irish jig, and I have a feeling I could definitely show up Ocho Cinco. Thanks for joining me, Stephanie.
Put in hard work on the field, but they help out in the community year-round. Let's see who the Rams gave back to this time in Community Minute.
We're at Lyon K-8 School today here with the NFL Network and their Keep Gym in School program, just raising awareness about keeping gym and PE class in schools across America and the importance of kids staying physically active and physically fit.
NFL Network, Charter, and the St. Louis Rams donated $25,000 to get you some of the new equipment, some of the refurbishments you see in the building here, huh?
You know, I know for me growing up, you know, in PE, you know, if our gym would have received something like that and some of the equipment that they have in there, you know, it would have made my experience 10 times better than it was. And, you know, hopefully these kids take advantage of all the equipment they just received and have, you know, as much fun as possible with it.
Really, this is about making sure that you have access to high quality equipment such that you can have an opportunity to exercise.
Gym is something that's always been, you know, close to my heart. My mom was a PE teacher for almost 30 years. So, you know, I know the importance of PE and how important it is to keep kids active and keep kids going. I think PE is where it all starts.
This is one of the very, very few schools all across the country that were selected by the National Football League to participate in this program. So give yourselves a hand. This is quite a deal.
Just remember, have fun in PE, keep yourself physically fit. No matter how old you are, staying physically fit is always something that's important, and I hope you guys do.
Bradford to the end zone, caught, hit the pocket, Chris Long with a sack. James Laurinaitis leading the charge. 10, 5, Jackson's in, touchdown St. Louis Rams.
Welcome back to Rams Nation. Next up, we take a seat under the lights in an exclusive interview with one of your favorite St. Louis Rams. Let's check it out.
Jackson, number 39, running back.
Take and give to Steven up the middle to the five, end zone, touchdown, Steven Jackson. First rushing touchdown of the season for SJ39.
My touchdown celebration I have is that I mimic the football as a set of dice, and I just roll it. It's a hometown homage, showing love to Las Vegas, Nevada, where I'm from. And, you know, I figure 7 points, seven dice, winner.
He's on his way to the end zone, touchdown, Steven Jackson.
I only have really one pregame ritual, and that's I have a cup of coffee an hour before kickoff. And it's just something I've been doing for so long. It gives me the caffeine jump, of course, but it's something a little odd and different. A lot of guys always, when they first see me do it, kind of raise an eyebrow. Also, when my dad would go to work, you know, he's a big coffee drinker, so it's like me telling myself time to go to work.
And that running back, number 39, Steven.
London. I've had a chance to visit London a few times. This past trip was my third time there. You know, the sights, the food, the people. I mean, it's never a dull moment there. That is a city that never sleeps, actually. And, you know, Tower of London is one of my favorite sights of all in all the world. You know, seeing the diamond jewels, unbelievable. Just to see the history and how they keep up with it. The traveling wasn't so bad, you know. It was an 8-hour flight, but the way the organization handled it, that we flew overnight, Once we got there, we went into a whole play safety deal with some kids in London, teaching them how to play football. But we kept ourselves, you know, going, trying to beat the jet lag. So time to the nightfall in London time, we were, you know, pretty tired, and our body clocks couldn't adapt. Play safety event in London was, it was pretty cool. We had a chance to actually interact with the London kids that had really no clue about American football. So we had to teach them some of the very basic things. As a running back group, I taught the kids how to take a handoff. And they didn't even know what a handoff was. So it was really cool. It was fun to really just go back to the basics of football and kind of test myself as being a coach. I hope I passed. But, you know, they were more looking forward to the big hits. You know, everyone wants to make a highlight. Wembley is a historical site, and everyone doesn't get to play there. Every good team don't get to play there. So it's reserved for, like, very, very special events and special matches. So for us to be able to take part in that, I mean, it's unbelievable that I actually had a chance to play there. The fans in London were very knowledgeable about American football. They all have their different teams and representatives of who they followed and who they liked. And, I mean, the St. Louis Rams were well represented there. I thought, you know, they really did a good job of hosting us, and it was a great turnout.
Thanks for joining us, Rams fans, and stay tuned next week as we bring you more action on Rams Nation. And follow us online at stlouisrams.com for continuous updates throughout the week.
Bradford to the end zone, caught, hit the pocket, Chris Long with a sack. James Laurinaitis leading the charge. 10, 5, Jackson's in, touchdown St. Louis Rams.
An RBN production.